from Detroit, Michigan, USA. In My House, hosted by T. Carlita. Where the true stories are told and great music is played.
This is T. Carlita for the In My House Techno Music Show. And guess what? We are out the house again. This year, 2018, takes us to our fourth year. You guys seen me at HPR. You guys seen me at Submerge. You've seen me in my house, to be exact. So this year, we're going to try to catch up with guests who have been on the show in the past and kind of give you a little sense of their environment and show you a little bit of how they get down and do what they do when they can do it, of course. So today we are out the house. We are like legit in Detroit. You know, some people be claiming it, but you know they really ain't. But we are legit in Detroit on the deep west side. Well, I wouldn't say deep, but we somewhere in there. So we got Javonte, or we call him Curious, or whatever. I'll let him tell you who he really is. We're in his studio where he puts it down and produces things. And also, he is working with an up-and-coming and emerging artist. He's going to introduce him. We're going to find out who he is and what he is all about. For now, let's check out a little bit of music. Y'all know Jeff Mills is coming. We still call him the Wizard. He's coming to Detroit. And hey, why not start off with something from the Blue Potentials? You know, the Bells. Let's get down. This is T. Carlita for the In My House Techno Music Day. On the flip side, we'll be back with Mr. J.
You are In My House, hosted by T. Carlita, where the true stories are told and great music is played. are In My House, hosted by T. Carlito, where the true stories are told and great music is played.
This is T. Carlito, and we are back. And we've got, you know, the last time you were on the show, you were with J&J Sound Factory. Yep. And now as I've begun to know you a little bit more, I think I really screwed your name up. Because I think I called you Javonette or Javante. I can't remember what I called you. Right. That's why I just referred to Mr. J. So could you correct me, please? How the hell do you really say your name?
Javonte Garrett.
Javonte Garrett. Javonte okay. Garrett. The way it's spelled, I'm sure you struggled in school to get out of kindergarten to spell that, huh?
Well, actually, in the 90s, I came up with that name.
Oh.
Because I was at a show, and a young lady came up to me after the show. She said, "What is your name? You are awesome on the keyboards." And I said, "Brian." And she said, "Brian, that's plain." So I said, "Let me come up with another name that okay. fits the music."
Ooh.
Something that's a little colorful.
Nice. Okay. I like it. And the curious, where'd that come from? Because you just...
It actually derives from the name Javier, which is Jupiter, which is Zeus.
Oh, see, Detroiters is so deep. Yeah. I swear. I'm glad I started off this show with some Jeff Mills. That was all in planetary motion.
Yeah.
So you were on the show. Actually, the last time you were on the show was my first year. Yeah. We were down at WHPR at the time. Shout out to RJ Watkins. Still holding it down over there in Highland Park. And you were on with Sid Genius.
That's my brother.
And you guys are still working together, still collaborating too?
Yeah.
Good.
Doing a lot of collaborating, a lot of rock and roll together.
Oh, I see.
A lot of blues and rock and roll.
Okay. So this particular episode is about you and what you're working on. So let's just kind of give me I'm in my fourth year now. So it's been 4 years since you've been on my show.
Yep.
So I know that a lot has happened. So can you give me an abbreviated resume, please?
Well, at the current moment, Mr. Kai Elsie from NDATL Records, he put me on his label. Music was doing okay, but he, you know, I hooked up with him and he took it to a whole nother level. And then afterwards, he put out the record. It did really well. And from there on, I started working with cats like Patrick Scatz, which is Sistrum Records, Detroit based. A lot of cats overseas like Jesus Gonzalez, Alexander.
You know it's Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you. Sorry.
Look, I screwed your name up, but we can't screw his name up.
Jesus. I'm sorry. So I've been working with a lot of labels, you know, and it's been good. This is my first time really working with labels and deadlines, and I'm learning a lot. You mm-hmm. know, it's not just doing music, it's actually a format to the house music. A lot of people think it's just boom, 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 boom. Mm-hmm. No, it's not.
So you're getting more into the real deep-rooted technicalities that's involved, right?
Yeah.
So with knowing that, you know, let's talk to, because you have been in this game for a long time, and so kind of like educate the up-and-comings on where that technicality comes in play and how should they approach that?
Well, first of all, you should go out a lot to the clubs and listen to the music. That's one thing. A lot of people, you know, dance music and house music is a sociable thing too. It's not like sitting home and you writing a song or a hip hop track. You have to get out and socialize, and you need to find someone that's actually on a label and learn from. Like Kai Elsie really taught me a lot about house music. A lot of things that I didn't know, you know, when he started coming over, he showed me the actual arrangements.
Okay.
So you got to get with somebody that's a little bit on a higher level. And then they'll pull you up, you know. So I think that would be my suggestion. You know what was funny is, after a while, when you start going to these clubs, whether if it's gay clubs or straight clubs, after a while, people begin to know you.
Right.
Because, you know, I've been to a lot of straight clubs, gay clubs, and after a while, I don't care who it is. I don't care if they're straight, gay. They'll be like, house producer, right?
Yeah.
I don't care. You know, if it was a drag queen, if it's a straight man, I get the same response, house producer.
Nice.
After a while, everybody, they lock you in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you have to be locked in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't, you can do a few things outside, but if this is what you're going to do, you have to research it, and you have to get out here and start mingling amongst people.
Mm-hmm.
This is definitely, I tell people, House music is definitely a sociable art. You have to socialize.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. It's definitely something dealing with multimedia. Mm-hmm. You're dealing with people every day.
Wow. So you've recently experienced some international things. So let's take a quick break and listen to a word from our Wayne County treasurer, one of the show supporters. Let's take a listen to that. And on the flip side of that, we'll come right back. Okay. And let's get into your international journeys, because I think that's very important.
Yes.
For people that are coming up to understand the process. I mean, you've been in it a long time.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen in a few years. So.
You are In My House, hosted by T. Carlita, where the true stories are told and great music is played.
I remember on the last show we talked about your travels and your workings with Aretha Franklin.
Yes.
Can you share some of your experiences with her and how she kind of molded you, I guess you could say?
You know, it was real. It was an experience in a good way. When we first started working for her, we thought, well, maybe, you know, we were dancing for her. So we go to rehearsal and stuff. We didn't think anything about it, but when you really got in rehearsals with her, you were like, this is a job. You know, you got everything like, oh, dancing, I love dancing. You be excited.
Ish got real, huh?
It got real. And then, you know, you sitting there and say, oh, this is fun. And then all of a sudden, you be like, this is a job. Because we rehearse 16 hours a day.
Wow.
7 days a week.
Whoa.
And when you really, really, it was fun afterwards, but I was in the middle process of actually learning all the routines. And then out of nowhere, I said, this is a job. It became my job. Mm-hmm. And you learn the art of, she taught us actually the art of being sociable.
Okay.
You know, no matter what art it is, you have to be sociable. Mm-hmm. You know, hi, how are you? Nice record. And what another thing she taught us, always congratulate. If you see an artist, our number one problem, if we see someone that's really talented, we get a little intimidated. Mm-hmm. So she said, go up to them and say, nice record. So that's what I learned. You know, lady named Angela, was it Angela Tarrant, just performed at the Motor City Winery. I'll say it, awesome. She's mm-hmm. awesome.
Okay.
And when we see people that's really talented besides ourselves, we should support them. That's the number one problem that we have, supporting mm-hmm. other talent. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, that person's tight. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm working with an artist now named Vince Heidelbergen, mm-hmm. awesome house producer. So we need to do more of that too. And we learned that from Aretha, how to give other artists their praise and their credit.
You said something that support. Why is it that the house generation is not as prevalent in the techno world? They don't seem to be able to cross over so well.
Different mentality.
Okay.
There's a different mentality in techno. There's tech house, but as far as that, there's a different mentality in techno and house.
Okay.
As far as production. I had to learn that. I was on Blake Baxter's label. I was one of his first artists.
Okay.
And Blake was in the house, but he's mostly in the techno.
Right.
But he signed me, a house producer. And I learned from Blake what the difference was. And he told me, dude, Blake used to say, dude, the difference between house and techno is that techno it has a harder edge. You know, it has a harder edge and more of a driving edge. House can derivative anywhere. But techno is really hard driven.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's the difference.
Okay.
One is more harder driven. Now, what we have to learn as an artist is to go places that we aren't appreciated. Mm-hmm. That's the next assignment as artists. You may shine over here, but sometimes you have to go places that you don't shine so people can know you. Like I would go to the what's that, drum and bass parties. They would just look at me weird. But I had, but I would go.
Go to the works. That's interesting.
Went there, they would look at me strange.
You're probably the oldest person in the room.
Yeah, yeah. But after a while, they begin to know your work.
It's all music and dance.
I had a guy come up to me and say, hey man, it's a nice record. I didn't know what to do.
Mm.
He was like, I love your music. And I don't know how to act because I wasn't used to that. But these kids now, they really, this generation knows my music.
That's good.
After all of the struggling and all of the putting forth, Kai Elsey made it possible where now kids come up to you and be like, hey man, nice record.
That's good.
You know, so I, you know, it's like you said, it doesn't happen overnight.
Mm-hmm. So let's go across the border or go across the ocean, across the pond and all of those things. So let's talk about you as an international artist.
Fine.
When, what, you know, the five W's. When, what, where, why, and how.
When, what, where, why,
and how. Yeah. In any particular order.
Have to go back to Kai Elsey. I was gigging with Malik. That's my next door neighbor. Malik Austin. I was a little down in the press, and out of nowhere, Kai came, hey, man, you know, I want to do a record with you. And I'm like, okay. So he started coming over here. Didn't realize he was, you know.
You didn't realize he was Kai Elsey.
Kai Elsey. You know what I'm saying? But he came over here and took me through a process that I never went through. And at the end, he took the music to another level. He took it somewhere it never would have went. You know, and out of all the people, you know, it's no biggie, but he really took the time to come over here and really dissect my music. Like, change the kick. That clap was not loud enough. Kai Elsey, turn that bass line up. You know, make the piano a little brighter. Turn your vocals up. And he said, you know, man, you know, you've been doing this for a while. You know, it's time to go up. And after he sat down to talk to me, you know, like a big brother, a captain, it really stuck in. It stuck in my head. I'm like, it's time to do this. But he actually showed me the process. And one of the basic ingredients is to, you have to practice your sound. You know, if it's a certain bass line you like, you can deviate from it, but kind of stick to it so people will know that's you. And then the second thing is, you have to try different things. If you don't sing, you might have to sing. Like, I didn't sing a lot, but the song I sang on, that was the one that did it. Mm. And I'm like, I'm over here doing instrumentals. That's the one. These words, the one you sing. I'm like, oh. Then more companies hit me up, can you sing on my stuff? I'm like, yeah. See, you have to get out of your comfort zone. Kai took me out of my comfort zone. So that's where your small success or big success is. You, whatever you don't do, you should try to learn it. Like, I had to learn guitar, harmonica. I had to learn these things within the last 3 years.
I saw your clip on Facebook with the harmonica. That was dope shit.
I had to learn it. I had to learn it. Because, you know, you're doing
Can you imagine a brother from the hood on a harmonica? Or a house track?
I had to learn it. I had to learn it. Because, you know, I was doing a gig and, you know, they'll dance and it's just like this. But then you have to put something to make them go, oh! So that's the harmonica. It makes it, it changes the dynamics of things. So I had to learn these different instruments to kind of make people a little bit more excited when they dance.
So where are you, so right now your music is overseas.
Yes.
So in what countries, markets, I don't know how you, do you say countries or do you say markets or do are they the same?
UK, a label named Hard Matter Records overseas.
Okay.
I have some stuff coming out in Amsterdam, Spain.
Okay.
Asia,
wow.
Germany. It basically, I got what it, you know, after Kai, after that one, the record did hit. People wanted more records like these words. So okay. Different labels were calling me. So I had to figure out different formats for them. So they started putting stuff out, you know, simultaneously. So yeah, overseas, it was a deep experience because some people didn't want my music. They just wanted me to sing. Yeah, some people, we don't want your music, we just want your vocals. And I was like, oh. And one particular individual, I can't really pronounce his name, but dope producer. Oh my God, Nezer. And he produced me, and when he sent me the masters back, I couldn't believe it.
That was your voice?
Yeah, he took my vocal and processed it and threw it up and splashed it and delayed it. And when I heard the music on top of it, I had to sit there, I couldn't believe it. Skylax Records too, Joseph Skylax overseas. I don't really know where they're from, but they produced me. It came out nice. You know, so I've gotten to into the vocal aspect of it, too. Some people, I'm just a vocalist. You know, some people, I'm a musician now, so I'm like two different people.
Okay.
You know, so like Deep 88 in Italy, they're like Mel Kier, I can't really pronounce his name, but Deep 88 is an individual. They produced me, and it came out nice. They know me more as a vocalist.
Nice.
So that's the, you may, you know, before it's over, some people may just know me as a harmonica player. On a house track. You know, Mike Huckabee said, you need to play more harmonica on your tracks.
That sure would be so one. That'd be fire right there.
Become different people. And you know, Kai Elsie again, he brought out all of those qualities. Because none of that was there until he started really coming over here.
Wow.
And I got so excited when I seen him take it to another level. It sparked me.
Nice. Shout out to Kai. You know, I love running into him over at Detroit.
NDATL Records.
And he's such a cool guy. I think I've been trying to get him on the show for the past 3
Genius.
Years. I've been trying to get him on the show for the past 3 years. We always say we're going to do it. But you know what? I'm patient, and I know he's very busy. But one thing I do really love about him, he doesn't forget who you are.
He doesn't.
So I met him like once in passing or whatever.
Yeah.
And then the next time I saw him at Threads in passing again, and he knew who I was. So I really appreciate that, because somebody on his level.
Oh yeah,
he's cool. Like, what up though?
You can see him. I saw him when he invited us to come to 1550. He can be extremely busy. He could have 100 people around him, and you're right. He would be like, "How many people you got?" I mean, he'll know.
I love his glasses.
His
look, the yellow one, yellow one.
Cool, man.
The bright yellow ones. I think that's what really attracted me to him first, was this dude with these bright yellow glasses.
He's a genius.
He's
cool
as heck.
He's a genius.
Yeah, we love him.
Yeah.
And we appreciate him for taking you and helping you get to the next level. You know, you got this guy over here with this guitar going on. Let's before we give him his official introduction, let's put Jimi Hendrix in the frame in the background.
Give him a spotlight.
Let's do you right quick. Go ahead, give us a couple of licks.
I hear a beat over there. Not all.
All right, Mr. J. Who is this guy?
It's my man, partner in crime. He calls
himself. Hang it up now.
He calls himself Dre 10.5.
So what is his role in your production, and how did you guys collab, connect? Tell me a little bit of the background, and then we'll talk to Dre right quick.
Well, Dre, I met him. We used to dance at what, the Logger House?
Logger House.
I met him at the Logger House.
He was a dancer too.
And we both are.
Ooh. Still do.
Still do.
Y'all jit down.
House dance.
House mix it up, some everything.
Oh, okay.
Y'all jit's always in there.
Because you're from Detroit.
Yeah. Right.
He was more into, we were more into the dance, and as time progressed, you know, he laid this song called Girl in Front. It was a rock tune, because we do rock on the side too, rock music. And I said, Dre, you're starting to sound pretty good. I mean, you know, first you'd be like,
he always called me corny.
But after a few years, I said, hey, you know, we need to really do something with you. You don't sound too bad.
Oh, wow.
So now, and then he did a show with me in Chicago, and they liked him.
Nice.
You know, so that's one thing about artists. You know, I give them a chance. So he got out, they liked him. So nice. I'm like, let's do something.
So, Dre, let's talk to you for a second. Musically, how many instruments do you play, or are you new at instrumentals or what?
New.
Okay.
New.
Give us your backstory.
I'm an entertainer, clown. Come from a comedy, skits, entertainment, just comedy, clown, and doing stage shows at, not the VIP, but the clubs where people throw parties and stuff. Cabarets.
Okay.
There was a group called the Hollywood Swingers. It was a dance comedy mime troupe, and there was a lock comedy mime, and I was a pup then. But that was my beginnings, you know, and it was like a beautiful thing. I didn't think somebody from Columbus, Ohio could come into something like that and like get paid for it on the weekends. Yeah. I was like, wait a minute, cash, girls, you couldn't beat it. I was like, for real? I said, is this real? But I was actually helping one of the guys from a group on the baseball team. He said, you want to come to a show? And I said, I ain't got no money. And he said, he don't need no money. So they called me in. They were doing a mime act skit. And I was just supposed to move the equipment around there. And I'm like, holy cow, what the? You know, and I was just putting the equipment up. And the females come, yo, guys, you're great. I'm like, huh? And then they paid me. I was like, huh? And that was the beginning. So that was the whole, doing that for a couple, some years, I got a really chance to work with people.
Yeah.
So then I was going to put my own show together. And I was looking for some music. And the guy that I had started training, he was named Haleem Razul.
Hardcore.
Hardcore Detroit. I was training him to do routines and comedy and stage shows. And he introduced me, well, he told me to go to Logger House, and that's when I saw him and Steve Miller. I was looking for Malik, the dancer, but I found Javon and Steve Miller dancing out there, and all that, you know how that, you see the burning bush, mm-hmm. and the lights were shining? I was like, that's it! That, because I'm still a dancer, right? But I was looking for music, and I found him, like, that's it! And so after that, I started hanging around Javon. He would take, I'm like, going to clubs at 1 o'clock. See, I didn't know Detroit when it was dark. You know, when the Hudson Building was holding up the place. He'd be like, I'm like sleeping at the window, walking by. It's late. I'm used to going to clubs around 11 or something. He come in at 1 o'clock talking about you want to go. I guess so. And you know you got to work the next day on a Sunday. And I'm like, it started a whole nother lifestyle. I started seeing stuff that I used to drive past. You see lines like 2 o'clock. Wait a minute, why are they in line around 2 o'clock at night? You know, in abandoned buildings. I call it abandoned buildings.
So is you're originally from Columbus?
Well, California, Columbus, Ohio is my childhood.
Okay.
Then I came here in the
So you never really experienced industrial environment, so to speak.
Yes, exactly. I was Corn City.
Corn City.
Corn City. That's all I'm gonna say. I was cool with the look, but I was just as corny as you. If you ever talk to me long enough, you know you go, yep, what's up? Yep. But if you talk to me long enough, you well, this guy is corny.
That's funny.
That's hilarious.
That's hilarious.
So look, I just wanted to bring you on, and I thank you for sharing your music and sharing a little bit, and I'm going to keep up with you two.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
When y'all get it in and get down, I want the debut. I want to put it out there.
You are In My House, hosted by T. Carlito. Where the true stories are told and great music is played.
Now you've heard from the man earlier. Now, let's give him opportunity so that you can actually hear some of that, what he was talking about. And this is an actual track that's already out currently, right, Javante?
Yep, it's coming off of a label out of Germany.
Okay.
A guy named is Seb OK. I think I'm pronouncing it right, Seb OK.
Forgive him if he's not.
Track is called Tomorrow, and it should be out probably within the next month or two.
Okay. So let's get a little teaser going on. Y'all got 30 seconds to get ready. Here it goes. you so much again for being on the show. Your protege, say his name again. He got all that long name going on.
Drake 10.5.
Y'all remember that? Drake 10.5. Booyah! There you go. Hey, welcome to Detroit. We appreciate you from the cornfields of wherever you come from.
Oh, yeah.
From whence you come from. No, I got to make sure they remember you. All right, this is T. Carlita. Hey, and first of all, thank you for inviting me into your location.
You. You're the best.
I'm
thank
you. Out the house again.
You are In My House, hosted by T. Carlita, where the true stories are told and great music is played.
New music, In My House.
Et maintenant, un message en anglais des producteurs des Français, Nick DeVos et Adam Carling.
Hi, Detroit. Hi, Nick DeVos.
I am Adam Carling. We are two French producers.
We have released several techno and house tracks all over the world.
Now we present you with our last remix of the Hutch track Iron Curtain by Waffen Supermarkt, released on CZ Code, a sub-label of Bonsai Records Belgium. We are so proud that you can listen to this track on In The House radio show here in Detroit, the techno city. Big thanks to all and enjoy the music.
You are In My House, hosted by T. Carlita, where the true stories are told and great music is played. We'll be right back. hosted by T. Carlito, where the true stories are told and great music is played. We'll be right back. is played.
New music, in my house. In my house. We'll be right back. Well, that concludes this week's episode of the In My House Techno Music Show. I am your host, T. Carlita, and I hope you enjoyed this week's episode, and I hope you enjoyed the new music from our French friends over there, Nick DeVoost and Adam Carlin. Merci beaucoup for what you sent, and I look forward to hearing more from you in the future. For now, let's take a listen to some more music, and I guess we'll end it with something from Derek Jamerson Sr., rest in peace. This is something, Adventures of a Disco Diva. It was done, I think, late 80s, early 90s, but it sounds so like it could have just been done yesterday. All right, take care. Until next time, we'll keep the wheel spinning. See ya.
You are in my house, hosted by T. Carlita, where the true stories are told and great music is played.